Happiness by Jane Kenyon. And I think it's relevant because when we speak about awareness as healing, as medicine, really the underlying meaning there is that when we summon this courage to meet our experience, it really opens up a whole field of happiness. You know, happiness in putting on socks. Happiness in stepping outside. Happiness in lacing one's boots. Happiness in appreciating the trunk of a fir tree. Happiness in awareness actually isn't limited to particular experiences. It's available to us as we move through the day. It's just this inclination of the mind and heart towards this really wonderful and unique human capacity to be present, to notice, to appreciate, to be connected. So how often do we disconnect because we judge an experience as not worthy of our attention, or because we judge ourselves? So really to see this as a path of happiness, nurturing this beautiful quality of awareness and offering it both to ourselves and to the world. Happiness by Jane Kenyon. There's just no accounting for happiness, or the way it turns up like a prodigal who comes back to the dust at your feet, having squandered a fortune far away. And how can you not forgive? You make a feast in honor of what was lost, and take from its place the finest garment, which you saved for an occasion you could not imagine. And you weep night and day to know that you are not abandoned, that happiness saved its most extreme form for you alone. No, happiness is the uncle you never knew about who flies a single-engine plane onto the grassy landing strip, hitchhikes into town, and inquires at every door until he finds you asleep mid-afternoon, as you so often are during the unmerciful hours of your despair. It comes to the monk in his cell. It comes to the woman sweeping the street with a birch broom, to the child whose mother has passed out from drink. It comes to the lover, to the dog chewing a sock, to the pusher, to the basket maker, and to the clerk stacking cans of carrots in the night. It even comes to the boulder in the perpetual shade of pine barrens, to rain falling on the open sea, to the wine glass, weary of holding wine. So the poet reminds us, you know, that happiness, it isn't just the warm puppy. I mean, happiness is being present for our lives. So, let us have a walking period, and we'll come back in about half an hour. And as you go into your walking period, again, really honoring your practice, honoring your intention, and seeing if you can be continuous as you move from sitting to standing to stepping and walking, putting on shoes and boots and going outside. All of it like a ceremony of attention, bestowing this gift of awareness on yourself and your life. So please enjoy.